Welcome and thanks for joining us for another edition of It's a Matter of Your Health, the 30-Minute Health Magazine. As is our tradition, at the beginning of every year, as the kids say every year, we always welcome back to our microphones Mr. Hilton Ferguson. Coach Ferguson is a fitness guru, and he has been our guide for the last few years to help us start the year off correctly. Coach Ferguson, thank you so much for being with us and for again helping us start our year off correctly. How do you want to start off? What do you want us to start doing first?
First off, I just want to say Happy New Year to you and everyone listening. If we are listening to this, we have done something well. We have done something right. We are here for 2023. Let's start smart. Let's finish strong. That's what I want to do. So I know individuals are excited. It's a lot of New Year energy. And I think we can take that energy and make some drastic changes if we stay focused, if we stay consistent, and if we believe in ourselves. All right. We do have the ability. We have the know-how. And if we don't, we're going to learn how today during this interview. So just thank you guys for listening. Thank you for having me, Dr. Bland. And I just really want to get folks focused and get folks ready to have one of the best years they have ever experienced in their overall well-being. All right. Overall.
So let me ask you a question. You know, a lot of people at the beginning of the year, oh, I'm going to do better. And I'm sure you're probably seeing, you know, influx of people, you know, to your facilities and stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess the question is, how many of them are going to stick with it? How many are not? So let's say somebody who hasn't been exercising or and let's say they are a older person, 40s, 50s, 60s, and they've not done anything. What would be your advice to them? Can they just go on out there and get started? Or, you know, should they take it slow? You know, we want them to stay at it. But, you know, how are you as a professional? How would you start them off?
If it was up to me and I had it my way, I would say at least consult your doctor. Make sure that, you know, you're ready for exercise, which most individuals are. I don't think it's, you know, it's certain cases out there, but most individuals are ready for some form of exercise. So I would say just kind of consult your physician, make sure that you are in good standings and you're okay to, you know, get an increase of your heart rate and to really get these muscles moving and activated. If you have the ability, I would say seek a fitness professional, seek somebody who maybe has a degree in exercise science or somebody who has a nationally accredited certification, because there is a lot of information. Fitness is a ever-changing environment. Things are changing all the time. And there are so many different ways to meet an individual where they are to actually get them started. One of the main things is just getting mentally prepared. I think everybody needs to have a plan, because ultimately a plan not only tells you what you're going to do, it tells you what you're not going to do. And it will really help you stay focused when those things come into play that you really don't need to be doing, some of those old habits, some of those bad habits, some of those, I just don't feel like it today. And you can really go back to your plan, okay? Because if you really formulate your plan with the intention of becoming that better you that you have visualized, then that plan is actually going to keep you where you need to be. Ultimately, you need to be realistic with yourself. You should, you know, focus on doing the activities that you will do, that you enjoy doing, that you have fun doing. It can be as simple as walking. But as long as we're meeting those CDC requirements initially, getting at least 150 minutes of aerobic activity, and we're moving our muscles, getting our muscles activated at least twice per week, then you're going to be on your way to becoming that better you. All right. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to run a marathon in the next day. You know, just start where you are. Be smart about it. But ultimately, sit down, visualize where you want to be, and put a plan together. You need to have a plan. And that's how I would start. That's how I would start them out this year, Dr. Bland. A wise plan, a sound plan.
Okay. You were talking before we came on about mindfulness, putting that as part of your plan Talk to me a little bit more about that and how that has come to become an important part of their whole physical being now.
Yeah. We often, put COVID in a lot of our conversations, but ultimately I feel like COVID has taught us a lot about ourselves and a lot about life, and a lot about the things that are truly important to us. And over these last 2 years, the definition of wellness or well-being, which ultimately encompasses your fitness and your physical abilities, it also has a large portion of, your mindfulness practices or your mental well-being or your mental stability. And to be a holistic person or to be the best you in all areas of life, I think now more than ever, everyone needs to start developing, formulating, understanding, or practicing mindfulness, whether it comes in the form of simply deep breathing, or you could be into meditation, some form of guided meditation, some form of, yoga or Tai Chi, or, ultimately just getting the rest that you need also. I think that's a big part of that overall well-being. But, in the past, people wanted to work out so they could look good. But now people want to look good, but they also want to feel good. And if we really want to feel good, then mindfulness is going to play a part in that. And we need to put that in the plan also. So definitely, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes a day, just focusing on deep breathing, clearing your mind, not thinking about anything. And just become one with your breath. You'd be surprised how powerful that is, because stress is doing a number on us. It's raising cortisol levels. It's weakening your immune system. It's just pummeling your confidence. It's pummeling your confidence. Yes. And it's really taking you outside of the you that you are, and you're not operating at your optimal level. And people need to be optimal. That's what I want to see.
Do you find people are receptive to this, about dealing, with the stress and everything? Do you find that your clients are receptive to it, or are they looking at you like, Coach, where are you coming from?
I'm going to tell you like this. People are almost in tears when when I sit down with somebody and I say, because me and my wife, we just opened a wellness lounge in High Point because we knew I'm in a few business forums and business groups. And, now they're recommending that CEOs and human resources really start to pay attention to the mental well-being of employees. That's becoming a part of this whole gambit. So we're going to be on the edge of this transition. But ultimately, when I sit down and I talk to people and I say, okay, it's three types of stress. You have physical stress, you have emotional stress, and then you have that, you have that physical stress, you have emotional stress, and you have chemical stress. That chemical stress is like if you catch a cold or you catch the flu or you catch COVID or something like that. That's chemical stress, Physical stress is, when you start working out or you're doing more physically, that is going to be stress on your body. And then we have that emotional stress. That's that stress, from being out of balance, maybe in our work and life, or, dealing with different issues or just turning on the news nowadays. You know what I mean? But and ultimately, stress is what's pummeling our well-being. So, when I go and I sit down and I explain that to individuals, and then I start to give them tools or things that they can do, or resources where they can go to kind of find help. I mean, they're almost in tears because they're dealing with a lot. People are dealing with a lot, and they mask it and they cover it up. And people truly want to feel good. They want to look good. People want to be their best. And ultimately, they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the tools. They don't have the resources. And that's why we're doing what we do, Doc. That's why we're here, so that we can shine light on these issues and so that we can lead them to the water.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, you know, that has become something that people are working on. You know, we've known, you know, in hypertension for many years that, you know, not getting enough, you know, stress kills. I mean, stress mm-hmm. kills, especially, you know, African-Americans, inner city, we see the stress at, you know, what it does. So I'm really happy to see that people are really hearing the message and are willing to do something about the message.
Yes,
now,
yes,
another
yes.
message that I am starting to get some traction with, but sleep. You know, everybody wants to be Superman, and sleep seems to be the last thing on people's list. They think that that is the one thing they can skip. Help me out.
I'm going to say this, and I need everybody, when you listen to it, I need you to say this out loud. Sleep is your greatest weapon. All right. Sleep is the most useful tool in your bag of tools. All right. If you're not resting, you're not recovering. If you're not recovering, then you're not performing at your optimal level. Point blank, period. It used to be 6 hours was the recommendation, but now it's at least 7+ hours. If you're having a hard time with sleep, I say do a time allocation drill. We only have 24 hours in a day. Put it on a sheet of paper. I have 24 hours. The first thing you need to do is say, hey, 7 of them are gone because I need to sleep. Then if you have, you know, depending upon your work schedule, 8 hours gone. That's work. Family first. So, you know, those hours that you have left, that's your family. That's your leisure. That's everything that you need to do. But do a time allocation drill. But the first thing, put first things first, because you're not going to be able to show up for you, and you're not going to be able to show up for your loved ones. And just the people that serve you and the people that you serve in any capacity, you want to be your best for them. So, you know, rest is a weapon. Rest is a weapon. Sleep is a weapon. So, you know, you need that.
That is beautifully put. I'm going to use that. I'm going to steal that one.
You can have it. You can have it. Preach it. Preach it for me. Help me out.
Yeah, because people don't get it. They just think that they can keep going and not get rest. I see people, and, you know, and I understand the economics of life. And I see people working 2 jobs and getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep. And I say, you're like a candle burning at both ends. You know, pretty soon there's not going to be anything there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And you can do it for a while, and the body is resilient. You will almost, the body will adapt to, you know, that kind of lifestyle. It will adapt to that lifestyle. But the same way, you know, you being a hypertension specialist, you know, individuals, they're out here walking, working, and their blood pressure is through the roof. You know what I mean? Just because the body is adapting and they don't even feel, you know, the physiological responses that they might have felt initially, you know, if they didn't, you know, really come seek advice from a doctor, because that's what the body does. The same thing with exercise. Your body adapts to exercise. You know, the body adapts extremely quickly. It's a beautiful thing that God gave us in this avatar body that we have for our spirits. And we don't want to take advantage of that. So, yes, I know from time to time you may have to operate on 3-4 hours of sleep, but just don't make it a practice. At the same time, the way you show gratitude for your body, for this gift, for this blessing, is actually treating it well and making it as strong as it can be for you, so it can continue to support you and continue to allow you to do the work that you're here to do. You know.
Okay. Well, let me reintroduce our guests. We are very pleased to welcome back to our microphones our annual start of the year. Let's get going. Rah-rah cheerleader, Coach Hilton Ferguson. And every year we start off with Coach Ferguson so that we could hopefully help people understand how important it is with your physical health and hopefully take care of yourself properly. Now, Coach, one of the things that I am seeing is people tell me that they want to lose weight, and they're coming up with some crazy diets to lose weight. And, you know, nutrition is very important. And I often tell people, you are what you eat. And I think even more so now with all the things that we're going through and issues of the stress and all of that, it really matters. What's your thought process on that?
Nutrition is 80% of the whole ordeal. Simply put, if you put good stuff in, then your body is going to operate well. If you put bad stuff in, then your body is going to operate not so well. The food nowadays is high in calories and very low in nutrition. Therefore, we can be eating foods. And if we're not eating the right foods, your body will still be craving. It'll still be hungry because you get hunger pains from lack of nutrition. Your body knows what it's needing. And if you're just giving it calories, you're really not feeding the nutrition. You're just giving it calories and your body will want more. And therefore, people will tend to overeat because they're not satisfied. They might be full, but they're not satisfying that innate hunger for the nutrition that I need. I will tell people that mastication is your first level of digestion. And nowadays we have individuals having so many like colon and digestive issues. And a lot of your health and well-being starts in your stomach. So one, you want to put good food in, but then make sure you're chewing the food the way that you should. Make sure that you're sitting down and you're enjoying your meals and you're not on the go, hustling and bustling, throwing anything in your mouth and scarfing it down. There are a lot of crazy diets out there, which you can, you know, get some immediate, you know, response to. And hey, people love instant gratification. So, you know, if you do something and you get instant gratification, you're like, yeah, I lost 10 pounds in 2 days. But, you know, you really just shocked your metabolism. And ultimately, you know, I say practicing a balanced diet is going to have more long-term benefits. These quick fix fad type trends, what will happen is you'll just put your body in what I tend to call metabolic disease. Which your metabolism is really now not performing the way it could and it should because it doesn't know what you're doing. Ultimately, I tell people try to put something in your body every 3 to 4 hours that you're awake because the metabolism is like a fire and you want that fire to continue burning. Focus on putting good things in your body. Focus on hydration. We are not drinking enough water. Water is part of your nutrition. Make sure that you're getting at least half of your body weight in ounces of water. Please make sure you're focusing on the fiber because the fiber is going to keep you regular and it's going to keep your digestive system moving the way that it should. If you're going to do proteins, I say choose, you know, the leanest form of proteins. And if you're going to do carbs, focus on your complex carbs opposed to your simple sugars. Just because fat doesn't get us fat, sugar gets us fat. And that sugar is a drug, you know, just like everything else. It's sugars and alcohols and things like that. They make us feel good instantaneously, but they might not be the best things for our overall feeling good, you know, feeling good in the long run when your body's able to actually use energy the way that it could and should. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
You know, one of the things also is fast food, highly processed foods, and lots of studies are showing that, you know, they are not good for us in the long run. And, you know, I know that people are busy. I totally understand that. I'm busy too. I believe in food prep. I don't know how do you feel about that? And also, if you can avoid fast food, try to avoid it. How do you feel about that?
Nah, man. Hey, I tell people all the time, drive-thrus kill more people than drive-bys. I hate to put it to you like that, but
okay, I'm stealing that one too.
It's the truth. I mean, however you want to slice it. You know, I think at the end of the day, it comes to planning and a balanced lifestyle. You know, there are a lot of distractions out here, whether it be through social media, through job, through life in general. It's just a lot of noise. And as a people, we have become more and more out of balance. I think if we balance our lifestyles and we do those time allocation drills, like I mentioned earlier, that we could find the time to spend more time doing what matters, which will be preparing our foods. You know, if you're preparing your foods, you can focus on, you know, the outside edge of the grocery store, the fresh fruits, fresh meats, vegetables, perishable items, because ultimately, you know, whether it's the drive-through line or whether it's, you know, the food that's going to have a shelf life and it's going to stay on the shelf to 2025, 2026 when somebody buys it, it's highly processed, you know, it's full of preservatives. And your body doesn't know what to do with a lot of it. And it's just wreaking havoc on you nutritionally. It might taste good. Yeah, it might taste good. It might save you time. Yes. But let's really look at our time. Listen, time is your most valuable non-renewable resource in all its relativity. We still need to respect it. And we just need to become wiser with our time, time management. It's extremely important because that's something that we're not going to get back. But if we are practicing, you know, habits that ultimately are going to take more time away, because if it's going to kill you, it's going to get you out of here. You feel like you're saving time today by jumping in this drive-thru. I'm saving 30 minutes, about 45 minutes that I would spend cooking. Well, you might have just knocked off 3 months. You know what I mean? Of your life. I hate to be just, you know what I mean? Just, you know, so blunt, but, you know, a lot of it's our intention and it's our plan and it's us really playing the long game, really seeing what we're looking to do in this life and what we're ultimately trying to accomplish with our families and how we can balance all of that out and just, you know, create this beautiful picture and live this beautiful picture day in and day out, because we can do it. We can do it. We just don't have to take what's given to us. It's time for us to start creating these new worlds and really operating in a holistic fashion.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to a cardiologist yesterday, and she mentioned that she felt a lot of young people don't even know how to cook.
Ooh, hey, lemon pepper on everything does not work. Okay, that's not cooking. But, it's what we value nowadays. Do Americans value sitting down at the dinner table? I could go into a huge spiel about just the way things are, you know, but ultimately, if you look at the past, there was a day and age where, you know, you might have had someone working in the home. Somebody was at home with the kids. You know, you could actually take care of a family off of, you could have a car and your kids and we had one salary and we could live. But nowadays with inflation and, you know, they realize that it's two people in the house that need to work, and they made it to where ultimately everybody has to chip in. You know what I'm saying? And it's just really taken away from, you know, the family dynamic. It's just a big distraction. I don't really think I want to get into all of my views of all of that, but I just feel like we're here to do so much more work than just work. You know what I mean? And we got a lot of love to give, and it's just a lot of distractions. And nowadays we have to become very skilled at minimizing the distractions and enhancing our focus, so that we can really take care of the things that are truly important, which is our bodies, our well-being, and the well-being of those that we love.
Well, Coach, we are really down to our last few minutes. I'm tipped to fly when I'm with you. Our guest has been, as usual, our first guest of the year, Coach Hilton Ferguson. He has his degrees in physiology and all of this.
Yes, he knows what he's talking about.
So this is why we go to him every year to start our year off right. So, Coach, in our last couple of minutes, I'd like to give you a chance to get us started right.
Okay.
Give it to us, Coach.
Okay. All right. Find you a professional if you can. All right. Make a plan. First, you want to make a plan. Find a professional if you can. All right. From that plan, figure out, you know, what you would like to do. All right. Think about the exercises that you would do. It could be walking. Get you some gear. Make sure that you have workout clothes. Just don't try to work out in this, that, and the third. Go actually invest in some gear so that you're ready and you're prepared. Do a time allocation drill, all right? You know what you need to sleep. You know when you need to work. You know that you need to exercise. So make sure that we're getting 30 minutes to an hour of that is going to be time spent on our self-care, on our exercise. Have a balanced routine. Try to get your 150 minutes of cardio per week. That's you know, CDC requirements. Do resistance training. You can be using your body weight. You can be using, you know, bands. Or you can come to a full-fledged gym where they have selectorized equipment, dumbbell, things like that. You can get dumbbells at home. Ultimately, nowadays, with COVID and everything, we see people where they're splitting their time between in the gym and at-home routines. So definitely look at your house as an environment or have space where you can, you know, meet some daily requirements at home if you have to. Like, minimize the excuses, minimize the barriers that are going to keep you, you know, from making your daily requirements or sticking to your plan. Okay. So if I have to, you know, get my mat, get my dumbbell, get me an exercise ball, you know, get me a Peloton or an elliptical or something at home, you do that. All right. Also, you know, get that gym membership because, of course, you know, home is where home happens and you will face a lot of distractions. We just talked about distractions. But when you take yourself into an environment, say, of a gym, then when you're in that environment, then you're almost guaranteed to do what you need to do for that time that you're in that environment. You want to have goals set and you want to be tracking your goals. You want to measure your goals. So you can't manage what you don't measure. So you want to just set your goals, whether it be a weight loss goal, whether it be time spent exercising, and then you want to manage those metrics. You want to actually be writing down, you know, what you plan to do and what you're actually doing, your theoretical and your actual, and see how close you're getting to those numbers. And then weekly, you can continue to challenge yourself. Find support. Tell your friends, tell your spouse, tell your kids, tell your coworkers what you're doing. Actually, you want to create an environment of individuals that are going to rally around you because that level of accountability will keep you going. Believe in yourself. Begin some mindfulness practices. And ultimately, health is wealth. Invest in yourself, invest your time, invest the money that needs to be. But without your body, you have nothing. You know, we are spirits. We have a soul. We live in this body. You got to take care of your body and it will take care of you. All right. You'll do the work that you need to do. So,
all right.
That's that.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. We come to you every year to get us going right. Thank you
yes,
so much.
Yes. And just thank you for having me. Like I say, if you have any questions, you know, you can reach out to me, www.fulltime-fitness.com. If you need help with your mindfulness practices, Solstice, Solstice.online. We are here for you. Me and my queen, we are out here day to day to serve our community. We like healthy, happy communities because, you know, if we're all optimal, then everything is beautiful. So let's create that world of optimal living.
Sounds great to me. Thank you so much, Coach. We'll talk
Thank
soon.
You. All right.
It's a matter of your health. It's brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. Find It's a Matter of Your Health podcast wherever you get your podcast, and make sure to visit our website at www.drblandradio.com for past episodes, blogs, and more.